Welcome to a webcast conference call for analysts and the media on the occasion of introducing SNC-Lavalin's new President and Chief Executive Officer, Robert G. Card. Making comments and available for questions today, we have Gwynne Morgan, Chairman of the Board, and Bob Card, President and Chief Executive Officer. I would now like to turn the conference over to Leslie Quinton, Senior Vice President of Global Corporate Communications, to say a few words and to introduce Mr. Morgan. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning to all. On behalf of Denis Jasmin, Vice President of Investor Relations, and myself, we welcome you to this webcast conference and the opportunity to meet with our new President and CEO, Bob Card. As is our usual practice, I would like to remind listeners that this discussion may include certain statements or comments that are forward-looking. Such statements or comments represent management's best judgment and expectations as of today's date, are subject to certain risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, which are described in our publicly disclosed financial documents and cannot be guaranteed. Today's webcast conference will include presentations by Mr. Morgan and Mr. Card, followed by a question and answer session with analysts. Journalists are invited to listen for this portion of the conference. There will then be a question and answer session with journalists who may ask their question in either French or English. Vous pouvez poser votre question soit en anglais, soit en français. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone to limit their remarks to two questions to allow as many people to participate as possible. I would now like to welcome Gwynne Morgan, our Chairman of the Board, to make a few remarks.
Well, thanks, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to an important day in the history of SNC-Lavalin. Bonjour tout le monde et merci pour votre présence aujourd'hui. I would like to begin my remarks by expressing appreciation on behalf of the Board of Directors to Ian Bourne for his highly capable leadership of SNC-Lavalin as interim CEO over the last 6 months. And I would add my great personal appreciation to Ian for accepting my request to put his well-earned retirement into abeyance and step into the role at a time of unprecedented turmoil in the company's 101-year-old history. Ian's first task was to restore the confidence of our 30,000 loyal employees working in over 100 countries, keeping them focused on delivering on our clients' high expectations. Under Ian's leadership, the proud and capable people across SNC-Lavalin responded, continuing to deliver high-quality services and to win new contracts. He's also done a diligent job of overseeing the implementation of the board's remedial measures on ethics and governance, aimed at ensuring that this chapter of the company's otherwise stellar 100-year-old history is never repeated. To that end, I'm sure you're aware that the board carried out an independent internal review of these matters that resulted in a report last March. I can say that all of the recommendations aimed at improving compliance and oversight are being implemented throughout the company. Meanwhile, investigations by domestic and international authorities continue. We are hopeful that these investigations will get to the bottom of any wrongdoing that may have been committed. And in that context, I want to emphasize that neither of us are in a position to respond to any questions concerning these matters during today's teleconference. The ongoing response to further fallout from the current police investigations will continue to be the purview of the board and its audit committee, leaving our new CEO to focus on leading our company forward. Shareholders will be pleased to know that Ian has also agreed to chair that audit committee. Today, Ian hands the reins of the company over to Bob Card. Bob Card was selected after an exhaustive search for CEO candidates combining international engineering and construction industry experience with a track record of stewarding successful projects, leading large international employee groups, and a reputation for zero tolerance when it comes to ethics and integrity. The selection committee identified candidates from across several countries and brought the very best forward to the board, to the full board, for consideration. It was an intensive and thorough process aimed at finding the right leader to move SNC-Lavalin forward to an even stronger future. Bob Card was our unanimous choice. He brings a unique combination of almost 40 years. 40 years, Bob, you look so darn young. And I think he's a young man internally from everything I've been able to find out. 40 years of key roles in building a large engineering company and a very senior leadership role in the public sector. Bob a la capacité de mettre profit les forces qui ont fait de Ascensilable l'une des sociétés d'ingénierie et construction les plus respectées au monde. Today, Bob takes over a company with a strong project backlog, an excellent infrastructure, investment portfolio, and a healthy financial position. This is a challenging time for the global economy, and we are not immune from the impact of a worldwide slowdown that is affecting new project opportunities across sectors and geographies. This will require a repositioning into regions and sectors of global growth. It may take time, but the board is confident that Bob, together with our team of dedicated employees, has the global perspective and the strategic insight to take us forward into the future as one of the world's leading engineering and construction companies. Both as a director and a shareholder, I'm honored to present Bob Card to you today. Bob, congratulations and welcome.
Thanks, Gwen. Bonjour, merci. This is an exciting day for me here in Montreal as the new leader of SNC-Lavalin, a company with a 100-year history and a list of incredible accomplishments across the globe. I've admired and come to know SNC-Lavalin for years as a strong competitor in the marketplace. My wife Nancy and I are also excited to begin our French lessons, purchase a home here, and made a substantial investment in SNC-Lavalin stock. We're here for the long term. Je suis aussi en train de prendre le français, mais soyez gentil, je suis débutant. You'll see from my biography that I have experienced nearly every sector and region where SNC-Lavalin works. I'm also fortunate to be able to bring significant personal experience both as a project and program manager and from a public policy perspective. From that experience, I believe that this company has terrific potential to grow and continue expanding its influence around the world. That's one of the reasons I accepted this role. Also, enormously appealing to me include the company's global footprint, its breadth and depth, and our strong capital base. Since this is my first day, it would be premature of me to talk at length about our strategy going forward. That will come after a period of listening and understanding. In the meantime and thereafter, I'm committed to ensuring that the company's social license to operate remains our top priority. This includes ethics, health and safety, quality, and related issues. This approach will help protect our clients, shareholders, and employees. In addition, my focus will be on our ability to attract and retain the best employees and to ensure that we enhance SNC-Lavalin's position as the firm of choice with our clients. This will provide the foundation for long-term growth and return for our investors. And now we'll be delighted to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, you may press the star followed by the one on your touchtone phone. You will hear a tone indicating you are in the queue. If you are using a speakerphone today, please lift the handset before pressing the keys. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star one at this time. One moment, please, for our first question. Your first question today comes from Sarah O'Brien with RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, Robert. First question is just maybe can you address what your first priorities will be in a little bit more particulars? Is it more internal focus, getting to know the business through the employees at SNC now? Is it addressing clients, future projects, or looking at strategy overall? And just wondering when we can expect an announcement of any kind of change in strategy for SNC, if there will be one, if there's sort of a time frame that you can give us in terms of when you expect to have done your own due diligence and where you want to take the company.
Thank you. Well, being my first hour on the job, I'm not prepared to discuss strategy yet. In the remarks about license to operate and, you know, ensuring that we're doing the best we can for our employees, our clients, and investors are my priorities. I have a series of meetings set up over the next few weeks to learn a lot more about the company, so it'll be some time before we're able to announce any change in strategy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from Hamza Mazari with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you. Robert, just a question on you know, given that you come from a private company background, could you just maybe talk about your comfort level in stepping up and running a large public company?
Sure. Well, first of all, my former company was SEC registered, so the only difference between that company and a publicly traded company is the fact that it has external shareholders. The regulatory structure was exactly the same, so I'm quite comfortable with that environment. Further, I've been in the business for 40 years at the same scale, so I'm sure there's plenty of things to learn, but frankly, I'm confident and prepared to move forward with the company.
All right, that's great. Congratulations on your new role. Thanks.
Your next question comes from Yuri Link with Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Robert, and congratulations. I'll start with a lob ball for you. You know, there's been some other CEO openings at some E&C firms south of the border in the last year or so. So, why SNC at this time?
Well, that's a good question. In my remarks, I noted that, SNC, in summary, my view, SNC-Lavalin has achieved a rare position for a company at its scale, its strong capital base in the breadth and depth of its markets. And it's a dynamic industry, and I'm somewhat a student of the industry, and when I looked around, I saw that this company has as much potential to be a winner in the long term as any, and a lot more than most. And so that's why I'm delighted to have taken this, and if you list all the CEO openings in the last couple years, there's none I would have preferred over this job.
Okay, and as a follow-up, I guess one thing that makes SNC unique is their concessions model. How familiar are you with that model? How comfortable are you with it? And was it discussed at all during the interview process?
Well, it's a very it's a critical part of the firm's strategy, in my view, at this point. In my former firm, it was also a very important part of the strategy. And fortunately, in the case of SNC-Lavalin, they have the capital base to actually deliver in the marketplace in quite a profound way. That was one of the key things that attracted me to it. So, while I'm comfortable with the model, I'm sure I have plenty to learn, and I'll be listening and learning. But I think it's one of the most important aspects of the firm.
Okay, those are my two questions. I'll get back in the queue. Thanks.
Your next question comes from Michael Tupholme with TD Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Good morning, Robert. There's some heightened concerns right now in the marketplace, generally about weaker economic growth. And I guess on the last SNC conference call, there were some cautionary comments made by the speakers about slowing economic conditions creating a gradual reduction in bidding activity. Just from a really high level perspective, wondering if I can get your thoughts on the outlook.
Sure. From not commenting on what might happen with SNC-Lavalin, but just from my industry experience. As Gwynne said in his remarks, it's a challenging times. It's been challenging times in the global economy. However, the engineering and construction business, in my view, has enjoyed a strong, I call it demographic, some call it business environment. And you look at the number of man hours or dollars in this business per GDP continues to increase. And so I think being positioned in a firm that's at the nexus of the world's critical problems of energy resources, environment, water, is a good place to be over the long term. So I'm confident over the long term. We'll have to see what happens in the short term.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from Pierre Lacroix with Desjardins Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Montreal, Robert. The question I had is, from a competitor standpoint, you were with CH2M and you were looking at SNC. SNC was, in many sectors, or is still in many sectors, actually. And where did you see SNC, where you were at CH2M, that you would like to, extend in terms of the capacity of the company to compete?
Well, I think SNC-Lavalin has a lot of potential growth areas. I'm hesitant to go into any specifics at this point because we have to look at what is the best fit for the company's current capabilities and market outlook to know which ones are the best. Clearly, in my former company, We viewed SNCA as strong, but could be stronger in its core, all of its core markets, infrastructure, mining, oil and gas, and there's in its geographic spread or key markets where it has limited presence right now. So we'll be looking at all of those areas for future growth.
Since you were a lot in the U.S. and you know that market well, you know, in the past what we've heard about SNC involvement in the U.S. is that you know, U.S. is a very competitive market, obviously interesting market, but SNC has never been able to take a deep footprint in the U.S. So how do you look at the U.S. market? Are you constructive on that market from an SNC standpoint?
Well, I think every market will have to look at in terms of its ability for short, long-term returns for the investors. Certainly, the U.S. is a huge market, and other Canadian companies have successfully done business there. So it's an obvious one that needs to be considered, but there's other ones as well.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, and good luck.
Your next question is a follow-up from Yuri Lynk with Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Robert, what's your comfort level right now with the overall risk profile of the company in terms of its lump sum turnkey exposure, which is one of the highest in the industry, and also its exposure to North Africa, where CH2M did, I don't think they did a ton of work there. Just thoughts on those two.
On lump sum turnkey work, obviously there's risk involved with that, and there's risk involved with what appears to be reimbursable work as well. Risk management is a passion of mine, so I'll be spending a lot of time on that issue. I'm comfortable with it in that roughly a third of the work of my former company was lump sum turnkey, including essentially all of its power work was EPC. So I'm familiar with the environment. I think I'm prepared to address any risk management issues that may exist here. Regarding geography, I'm familiar with North Africa was not an area of strength for my former firm, but we did business there. I think the firm is still doing business there. And I don't particularly see from my world in politics huge differences in a lot of geographies, frankly, and it's all about principles and values and how you manage your business at the ground level, and I'm going to be spending a lot of time on that.
Okay, and last one from me. Your former firm was fairly aggressive in terms of M&A with some couple of large transactions in the last 3 or 4 years. What role did you play in those transactions, specifically Hal Crow and the bidding for Scott Wilson? And what's your overall approach and thoughts on M&A? Thanks.
Well, I've been deeply involved in my former firm's strategy and tactics for decades, and so I was intimately involved in all of those arrangements, and I think bringing that learning experience to SNC Lavalin will be helpful. I would just point out that while our industry is consolidating and there's a lot of M&A activity, there are also big successful players that do very little of that, so I don't want to signal at this point which way that will be going, but every option will be considered to provide shareholder value and growth for our employees and better service for our clients.
Great. Thanks very much.
Your next question comes from Frédéric Bastien with Raymond James. Please go ahead.
Good morning and congratulations on your appointment. My first question relates to wanted to know what international markets you were most comfortable with and where you'd spend most time.
Well, I think when you look at international market from the perspective of a company like SNC-Lavalin, it really depends on your market position, and your service package, the clients you have. So it's not that easy to say, oh, this is a great market regardless of which firm that you're in. So I'm going to have to be looking at what our position is in each market, what it's historically been. Of course, I'll bring the perspective of a lot of knowledge of most of the markets personally in terms of what if others have been able to do there and see how that fits together to determine where the emphasis should be.
Okay, thanks. And is there a way for us to find out how much stock you purchased?
When I purchased it, it was lower than it is now, and it was within a few percent of $1 million.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the portion of the conference with analysts. We will now accept questions from journalists. If you have a question, you may press the star followed by the one on your touchtone phone. As a reminder, if you are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before pressing the keys. Your next question comes from Nick Van Preet with National Post. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I'm wondering if you can just give us some clarity on your discussions currently with potential customers, and how much information are you actually giving them about the investigations that you've done earlier this year?
I'll take that. I mean, the fact is that all of the, as I said earlier, we're really not talking about the investigations today because they're in the hands of the authorities, and that's the position the company has to have. So other than what's public, we're not talking to investors or anyone else about it right now because there's a lot of things we don't know ourselves. We're waiting to find out what the results of the investigations are.
Is there any reason why you haven't disclosed the specific nature of the projects that were subject to those investigations?
We're not discussing those issues today, and I just reiterate what I said at the beginning of the conference.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Sheldon Larock with Arcadian Press. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't understand my name. Mr. Card, I just wanted to know, you just purchased a home here in Quebec. You're moving here. As you know, there is a public inquiry right now into the construction corruption allegations. You might have seen what one of the witnesses said last week about the links between the mafia and the Quebec construction companies. Some Quebec construction companies, engineers are involved in these kinds of things. So how do you feel about the Quebec market as you come in here?
I'm hoping the home I purchased wasn't involved in that. So, when?
Well, I think Bob, we'll obviously, you'll have to get to know the Quebec market, and the only thing that I suppose that we can say that Bob's aware of is that, Quebec is an important market to it as well, to us as well, but... the company's become so global that the concentration here is become a much, much smaller part of the overall package. But it's important to us, and I know it'll be important to Bob.
Yeah, we're committed to Quebec. The Card family is.
Okay, and are you going to have to rely on, some vice president to, because you don't know the Quebec market that well as of now, so who's going to be your man in Quebec or your woman who you're going to be relying upon for that market?
It seems to me there's just a wealth of knowledge of the Quebec market in SNC-Lavalin, so I'm enthused to have all that support.
And do you feel that this market is more risky now because of all that we've been hearing on the construction industry here?
I personally don't see it as more risky. I think the issues that I've read about in the Quebec market are not, unfortunately, unusual, even in North America. So it's certainly my intention to make sure that SNC-Lavalin is never engaged in activities like that. But I think you can be successful and not have to engage in activities like that, as I was able to do in my previous firm.
Are you confident now that with the report that that the company has published in the spring, do you think that everything that had to be clean has been clean at the company, or do you feel you still have some work to do regarding that?
Bob's now, he's been here for an hour and 4 minutes, I guess, Bob. So
I solved that problem at 8:30.
So it's a little early to ask Bob that question. I think it's fair to say that the board did its work. We handed everything over to authorities. We had all the information we had. I think it gave them a head start in all of their investigations, and we hope that it will expedite it.
Your next question comes from Ross Merowitz with the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm wondering, first of all, Mr. Card, how are you, what do you think is the most important thing that you have to do to win back investor confidence?
Well, we've got to deliver. That's pretty clear. We've got to not have downside surprises. We need upside continuity. So that's what I'll be focused on.
And there's been a lot of suggestion. Hello? There's been a lot of speculation that you're going to purge, you're going to sell SNC, maybe sell concessions, move the headquarters. Is there anything that you have ruled off the table? I know it's early, but is there anything that's off the table that you won't consider?
Well, I don't think it's ever appropriate to rule anything out. However, the kinds of things, I don't view myself as a Wall Street wheeler dealer. So I'll be doing listening, figuring out what the best strategy is for our investors, clients, employees, and moving forward with that. And I don't know what that will contain yet, but we'll wait and see.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes a portion of the conference with the media. For additional information, please contact Leslie Quinton, Senior Vice President of Global Corporate Communications. That does conclude our conference call for today. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect your lines.